Are you ready for homeschooling to feel joyful again? Do you long for support as you learn alongside your kids? Welcome to Homeschool Better Together, a podcast about building a homeschool experience that works for your family. I'm Pam Barnhill, and it's time to step out of the overwhelm and into the wonder. Let's do this.
Hello again, I'm Lainey Holman, the Member Success Manager at Homeschool Better Together and your host for this season of Homeschool Better Together podcast. I have 8 kids and have been homeschooling for 22 years, and today I am joined by Casey Pratt from Anchored Women. Casey serves Christian women as a writer and designer, creating home and life management resources that help those women plan their days around what matters most. I am a member of Casey's Anchored Life Club, and I use her Steadfast Over Scattered planner as my personal planner to help me juggle all that life throws at me. Welcome, Casey. I am so glad I have the opportunity to chat with you today.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to love all things planning related?
Oh, sure.
Give us a peek into who Casey is with all her planner life.
Well, I was always the person that bought like 6 different planners a year. I would get a planner and then it would work for a season. And then all of a sudden it stopped working for me. And so I was like, well, I guess I better buy a new one. Different layout, something slightly different. I just have always loved planners. Planners, paper, pens, all kinds of pens. Color coding everything, like, that's my jam. But after my daughter was born, my husband was in the Marine Corps. We moved away from family and I started a blog like everyone did in 2010. And one of the things that I did was I reviewed planners. And so I would buy the planner. And honestly, like, this was a way for me to justify buying 6 different planners, 7, 8, 10 different planners every year. Cause I was like, but I'm doing it for the blog, which made 0 money at the time. I had like 10 followers, but I was like, these people need the planner reviews. They just, you know, everyone needs this. And so I reviewed planners for quite a few years. And then after a while, I was like, okay, I like bits and pieces from each planner, but there's also stuff that's missing that I really want to incorporate into a planner. So how can I make something that's different that kind of covers all the bases? And so that's how the SOS planner was born. It was called something else before, and I think it's changed names a couple of different times, but it's really evolved a lot over the years. We started with 1 layout. Now we've got over 30 different layouts that you can switch around. And so, but that's kind of my heart with planning is figuring out what works for you and giving yourself a tool that is flexible that changes right alongside your season. Because we all know life changes.
Right.
When you don't expect it to. And, You just need tools that change with you. So we created a different kind of planner, and it's all I use now. So,
well, I think our listeners can definitely relate to that. Homeschool moms are not just educators, but they're running households and caring for people. They're managing emotions and serving beyond their homes, and they juggle all these different things in their life, not just their homeschooling, you know, little pocket. And I think every homeschool mom can relate to that idea that life changes, every season is different, and then having to be able to respond to that. So I think so many of us feel pulled in so many different directions. And a common question that I get, especially being a mom of many, but just in general, is like, how do I get everything done? And the simplest answer is I absolutely don't get everything
done.
I don't think any of us do, but it's always a question that comes up, you know, how do you school your kids and manage your household and still serve in your church and like do all the things that are important? Casey and I were just talking before we started recording, like, how do I find the time to put my race training into my schedule? And really, the key for me has been monthly planning. And this is something that I was sort of doing, but using your resources has really helped me to kind of flesh that out and see the importance of it. So for me, monthly planning feels like a solution, but I know that many moms might feel like it's just adding one more thing to their plate. Mm-hmm. So can you talk to me about what you see as the role and benefit of planning your month? And like, talk about maybe a little bit about like what monthly planning offers that maybe daily or weekly planning doesn't.
Oh, totally. I love this question. Okay. So I understand the feeling that it's just like one more thing that I have to do, but I would love to present monthly planning as a, like an opportunity for you to step away and slow down instead of just running with your hair on fire from one month to the next. I think that's the default when we're planning by the day or planning by the week. We just keep going. There's no real built-in time for reflection to ask those important questions like, hey, what's working right now? What's not working right now? What is my capacity in this season? What do I need to actually focus on? What needs my time and my attention? And what can I let go of in this season that's like not, it's just not for right now? So I think monthly planning gives us a chance to do that. It's like an hour, right? Where once a month you can sit down and kind of look at your calendar and then maybe think through a few different decisions that you need to make for the month. Ask yourself some really good questions and be able to kind of reset your perspective for the month ahead. Understanding, okay, here's what's on my plate and here's what my capacity is here. And so with both of those things in mind, I'm going to create a plan that works for myself and my family instead of just accepting the lie that we have to say yes to everything. Instead, I'm going to take that monthly planning time to intentionally choose what I allow to come into my home and my family's schedule in the next 30 days.
Yeah, I think for me, the monthly planning has given me it's given me a place to have a more realistic snapshot of what is coming.
Yeah.
And stretching it beyond that, I know some people like to do, I also do quarterly planning and things like that, but some people like to do interval planning that's a little bit longer than a month. But I find that the month, like if I'm only planning by the month, taking that time, like you said, just about an hour each month really allows me to kind of evaluate what we have going on in our lives and how I'm going to like manage and execute during that season. And I think one of the things that monthly planning has helped me to do is to reduce the mental load instead of adding to it. When I can see that visual picture of what my month needs to look like and what I need to accomplish and where like the things that I need to accomplish might actually fit in my month, then it helps me to have an understanding of what is possible and what's not possible, because sadly there are lots of things that aren't possible because I am limited in my capacity. I'm a finite human. Like, you know, I think that's something that, something I've kind of spent some time thinking about, a couple of years ago is like my finiteness as opposed to the Lord's infiniteness. Right.
Yeah.
And how we're not really meant to do everything. And so one of the things you said is like, when you take the time to pause and slow down and ask yourself some good questions. So what are some of those questions that you ask yourself when you stop for the month to be kind of like looking ahead at what comes next?
Sure. Okay. So I use what we call our reflect and refresh process. We have it for different like seasons, but I specifically use the one that we've designed for the month. And I ask a few questions. We like the reflect part of it is kind of looking back, right? What was the last month like? And how have I been doing? So Was the last month super busy? Was it actually restful? Was there a sickness or a crisis that kind of like took me off track? Really being honest about, okay, what is life like right now after the month that I had, so that I can understand and be really honest about what my capacity is right now, because that absolutely affects what we end up looking at for the month ahead. So I ask myself, what was last month like? And then I do like three different check-ins. How's my physical health? How's my spiritual health? How's my mental health? And sometimes I just rate these, like scale of 1 to 5, or sometimes I just jot down some notes about each one. But taking stock of where I'm at in all three of those places just gives me, again, like you said, like this more big picture view of how things are currently going. Because like I said, whether we admit it or not, how things are currently going absolutely affects how we enter into our next month. And then I ask, what does my family need going into the month ahead? And what do I need going into the month ahead? So I ask those questions after I kind of take stock of where I am, because often those like taking stock questions help me see where the needs are. And mostly as women, we're asking ourselves, what does our family need? Like what do the people around us need? And how can we meet those needs? I find often we skip over what do we need, but when we do that consistently month and month and month again, we like, that's just a perfect recipe for burnout. So I try to stop and ask myself, what do I need going into the month ahead? And it might be something like, I really just need to go on a date with my husband. Or I need one afternoon where I don't have to do anything. I can just like go walk around a bookstore and browse books and like clear my head for a minute. Or maybe what I need is to start walking every morning. Or maybe what I need is some sort of rhythm of rest every week or every evening, whatever it might be. But taking stock of all of those things helps me understand, okay, where are the needs in my household and in myself? And how can I kind of corral my energy, my attention, my time into those things that matter most for me and my family in the season ahead? And we call that our focus for the month. But answering those questions time and time again, like those are just the ones that I have found really help me kind of cut through all the noise and get some clarity for what I need the new month to look like.
Right. And I use these questions each month as I go through your worksheets that I find in the Anchored Life Club about how to plan my month. And they really do help me to slow down and kind of just prepare for the next few weeks, right? I mean, a month is not that many. It's not that long of a period of time, but it gives me enough space to think about where I want to be super intentional in the weeks to come that when I'm only weekly planning or daily planning, I miss because,
right,
like you said,
you're too in the weeds.
Yeah, it's like everything is so urgent, right? Mm-hmm. And I can't back out and see like the bigger picture of how to manage all the different moving parts and pieces. So what do you say to the woman who feels like she's failing at everything because she can't do it all well at the same time?
I mean, me too.
Everyone.
Me too.
Ever.
But I love what you said about your finiteness. I feel like the Lord's really teaching me a lot about learning to love my limits, the limits that He has given to me.
That's good. Love my limits.
I think that, I don't know. Sometimes I think it's just us as women. Sometimes I think it's our culture. Sometimes it's just the sheer amount of things that motherhood requires, right? But it's very easy to feel like I should be able to do all of the things. I should be able to balance all of this stuff. And I'm really learning and just coming back to the idea that if I could do all the things, I would have no need for the Lord. If I could get everything done, if I could essentially be God of my own life,
right?
Then what would there, like, what is the need for a savior? There is not one. If I feel like I can have everything under control all on my own. Clearly, I cannot have everything under control all on my own. Like, it just doesn't work that way. And it never was meant to work that way. So I think even the question is flawed, right? And the question of how can I do it all, or why can't I do more? It's a flawed question, because really, like, we just weren't designed to. We weren't designed to be these productive workhorses every single day. The Lord commands us to rest one full day a week, something that I'm starting to try and incorporate into our lives, because I absolutely have not done that before. And I'm just learning, okay, these limits are for my good. They're for my good health-wise. They're for my good mental health-wise. They're for my good spiritual health-wise. Because anything that makes me think that I don't need God is not from the Lord, because I desperately need the Lord, right?
Yes.
So I often try to encourage women with the truth that, like, we can't do it all. We just can't. And it doesn't matter what anybody says. Nobody's doing it all.
No, they're not.
I hate that dumb, like, we all have the same 24 hours in a day. No, that we do not have the same 24 hours in the day. I mean, do we all have 24 hours? Yes. But a homeschool mom of 8 hours in the day doesn't look like a school mom of 2 hours in the day, doesn't look like a movie star's hours in the day who has a full staff working for them. Like,
right.
It's very different. But what we can do is figure out what matters most in this season and throw our time, our energy, our capacity towards that. I feel like so much of the feeling like we're falling short comes when we split our energy between 25 different things, feeling like they're all important. But if we can narrow that down to a scope of like one or two things that are really important this month, and really give ourselves the freedom to focus on those after we've prayed through them, after we've made sure that our priorities are aligned with Scripture and what God says is good for us. If we can just focus on those things and try and throw our weight behind those, we automatically feel more at peace, because we might not be doing everything, but we know we're doing the things that matter. And that's really where the crux is, I feel like. We ask ourselves, why can't I do all the things? But really what you want is to do the things that matter to you. And when you're trying to do all the things, those things that matter fall through the cracks because there's simply not enough time.
Yeah. I love everything that you've said here so much, because it's not about doing it all. It's about focusing in and narrowing your focus. So for several years here at Homeschool Better Together, I help moms like choose their resources within our community. And like, how do you do it all? Like, which one is the best? And I've always telling people, it's like a phrase that I've kind of latched onto. I'm like, narrow your focus. Don't choose all the things. Just choose the thing that is going to like take your most like precious attention and time.
Yeah.
And then keep your focus there, because when you focus on that one resource, it is going to, you know, flourish and give a whole lot more return than if you're trying to hit a whole lot of little things like spread really thin.
Absolutely.
It's a challenge to find out that focus. So
Yeah.
One of the things that Casey does in her Anchored Life Club in part of her monthly planning is she has you choose a one habit goal and one project goal to work on each month. And I use this method to help me manage things outside of my homeschooling because I am a person apart from being a homeschool mom. And while homeschool mom is one of my primary roles, and homeschooling is one of my big to do, like that's just a given for me. I don't have to evaluate every month and be like, oh, what rises to the top? Well, it's still educating my kids.
Right.
As long as I have taken on this role, and like I said, I've been homeschooling for 22 years now. So it's been a lot of years where educating my children has been that thing. And so, but I am more than a homeschool mom. And so sure. Looking at my life and evaluating like what other things are, you know, vying for my attention, where do I want to spend my time and energy? What do I feel the Lord has called me to in a season? I find that to be exceptionally challenging just to choose the one thing for a focus. And I know I have heard you say, like, just because you choose one thing doesn't mean you're not doing anything else.
Right.
It just means that you're focusing on one area and like that takes priority over other things. But
yeah,
we're still managing things. So
yeah,
in my
house, there's no way around it.
Right. I mean, we don't just get to pick the one thing that we want to focus on and just like quit all the other things. Well, this month I'm focusing on educating my children. So feeding them is not important any longer.
Totally. Well, yeah.
That doesn't work, right? I mean, we still have to manage. So, but I think just taking, like I said, taking a step back and looking at the big picture of my life and seeing where my responsibilities are and what I'm being, like what directions I'm being pulled in. For my family and personally has just been a super beneficial process for me in reducing some of that decision fatigue and just feeling like I'm being intentional and moving forward with my life rather than, as you kind of mentioned it earlier, rather than constantly putting out fires or trying to catch up and keep up.
Yeah.
And taking that time for me each month has become really essential. So really quick before we wrap up, can you tell me, you've already kind of given us some great questions to think about as we are doing some monthly planning, and you mentioned how much time it should realistically take. You mentioned just an hour a month. If you don't have an hour a month right now, you know, it take 15 minutes and look at your calendar and spend some time in prayer and look at where you have a pocket of time maybe to spend a little bit of time reflecting, because I think that reflection is so important to be able to help us make the decisions about what we need to be focusing on for the month. And I do a similar process every summer when I'm following Pam's Plan Your Year for our homeschool curriculum. You know, I have all kinds of things that I want to do with all of my kids, but I still have to pray and focus on what does this child need. So, well, this child really needs to focus on their reading lessons for the year. This child needs to focus on their writing lessons for this year, because I can see where we need to really work and fill in the gaps for certain weaknesses, or I look for opportunities to bolster strengths. These are great tools and techniques I've learned to use in homeschool planning. And I have found that your resources allow me to kind of use that same mentality and filtering for my own life in what's fallen through the cracks right now, what needs that little extra level of attention. So what mindset shifts would you think are necessary so that planning doesn't become another source of guilt?
Oh, that's good. What mindset shifts are necessary? I think, honestly, you can view planning as a way that you're serving your family and serving the Lord, really, because it's not a matter of how much more can I get done. It's a matter of stewarding your time and your energy well. And stewarding well the things that the Lord has given you. So I think if you can look at it as this is a tool that I'm using in order to spend my time more intentionally, in order to make sure that those things that actually matter to me and my family and to the Lord are happening instead of getting brushed under the rug or pushed off till a later date. It helps. Like, I start to see monthly planning, quarterly planning, all of those things as a necessity in my life, just to block off that time, like you said, to reflect and slow down a little bit and figure out, okay, what is the most important thing or few things going into the next month? I really need clarity on that if I'm going to feel like I'm using my time well. And it's very hard to do that when you're rushing from one month into the next at 100 miles an hour. It requires some time to slow down. And honestly, like most of us, we're tired. We're exhausted already. So an invitation to slow down can feel like a selfish thing. It can feel like putting ourselves first instead of others. But really, it is setting aside time so that we can be intentional with the time that's coming up. And it gives us a better way to continue serving our family with the time and the energy that we have. I think it's easy. And I mean, anything can feel guilty, honestly. But if you see it as a tool to help you steward what you've been given well, I think that just changes the way we approach it.
Yeah, I think that is a really great way to look at it. I know that my life runs more smoothly when I take the time to do that. And so mm-hmm. I definitely view it as a way to serve my family, to help things just stay on track a little bit more. The less harried I am because I'm responding to my daily calendar and daily to-dos that are popping up, it is always going to mean a better environment for the rest of my family.
Yeah, that's so true.
Everything I'm doing, and that monthly planning just helps me to step back and see that bigger picture for the month. It doesn't mean my days and weeks aren't busy, but just having a sense of the direction that they're going in. And then sometimes just being able to step back and just really intentionally say like, oh, you know what? I see this kiddo is really having a hard time and I need to kind of lean into them a little more. Or, you know, hey, I really, gosh, last month flew by and my husband and I have been so busy. We haven't had a great time to get away from the kids to connect. And so we want to prioritize that. But there's always something that kind of rises to the top.
Yeah.
It's never the same thing. It's always just kind of that cyclical nature of life and the seasons as they happen. But taking the time to stop and reflect and pray, usually there's something that is just going to kind of just drift up to the top that's really obvious that I'm like, oh, this is where I need to maybe turn my attention this month.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can feel really difficult to set other things down, but the fruit of doing this has been so worth it. I have been very blessed by learning to go through this process every month. So, Casey, thank you so much for joining us today. It has been a delight to talk to you, and I hope that our listeners are leaving with some wonderful insight about how this practice of monthly planning can help them. Before we go, can you let us know where listeners can connect with you and Anchored Women so that they can go deeper and find out more about what you offer?
Sure. You can find us on our website. It's anchored-women.com. Or you can find me on Instagram or on YouTube at Anchored Women. We are just starting to put more videos on YouTube with all kinds of planning tips and tutorials. That's kind of like my project for this year. So if you want to see more of how the planning stuff works, that's the place to go. YouTube, I think, right now.
Okay. And Casey has generously offered our listeners her Name Your Season guide for free. And so we will be sharing that link in the show notes. So be sure and go there and grab this wonderful resource to help you really kind of name your season and figure out what your priorities are right now. But yeah. Thanks for joining us, Casey.
No problem. Thanks so much for having me.
That's our show for today. Be sure to follow, subscribe, and leave a review so you never miss out on the wonder of homeschooling better together. To stay connected and learn even more about the Homeschooling Better Together resources and to join our free community, visit hsbtpodcast.com. Until next week, keep stepping out of the overwhelm and into the wonder.